invite you this time to turn your Bibles to the book of Genesis. The book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 3. It's the story of the fall, a familiar story to us as we begin a new sermon series entitled Christmas in the Old Testament. My prayer is that throughout the coming weeks, during our morning services and our evening services, focusing on those words that we find in the Old Testament that tell us about the coming of Christ. Many of these are likely going to be familiar to us, but it's, as I've mentioned before, that familiarity, hopefully through that familiarity, we can be blessed by these words and to learn from them. And so we want to focus this morning on beginning in chapter 3, Genesis chapter 3. I'm going to be reading verses 3 through 19. I'm going to just let you know that we're going to focus primarily on verse 15, but I want to read in context chapter 3, verses 1 through 19. Hear now, this is God's holy and authoritative and inspired word from Genesis chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. Now the serpent... said the woman who her offspring and her offspring. And
you're going to lose. Grandma already declared herself the winner before the game even began. Now, we used to always laugh about that. We still do. And I'm glad you laughed about it as well. But in chapter 3, God is already saying salvation is going to begin with a winner. And here's how it's going to win. He shall bruise your head and you shall bruise his heel. Some translations have a better, maybe even a stronger thing. He shall crush your head and you shall bruise his heel. There's going to be victory. It's going to end with ultimate winning, ultimate victory. It's going to end with Jesus Christ is going to win and at the end, but Jesus Christ already wins at the beginning too. It's as if, like Grandma Post, echoing Grandma Post, it's as Jesus, it's as if God says to Satan, he says, you know what, you're going to lose. You're not going to win. What happens when we find a poisonous snake? Well, I would run. That's just me. But for some of you who are a little more adventuresome, you likely would maybe pin it down, strike its head, crush it with a rock, do something with it. And God is saying the victory over Satan is that way as well. He's going to get crushed. But it's going to come as a cost. And that's one thing we don't want to miss on this part. You shall bruise his heel. It's going to come as a cost. Because you see, the one that's come into this world, the one that's going to be born of a woman, is going to be victorious because he's going to give his own life to achieve the victory for you and for me. But he's going to give his own life. He's going to be killed for us, so that many of us can be raised to newness of life. He's not going to remain dead. He is going to rise from the grave. There is going to be victory over sin, victory over death, victory over hell for you and for me. So we can echo with Paul, oh, death, where's your victory? Oh, death, where's your sting? Because of what Christ has done. There's going to be a winner in what God is saying here in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, there's going to be a winner, and it's not going to be Satan. You see that curse that Adam and Eve deserved? The devastation they must bear? The curse that is theirs? That curse of death and damnation, that's what's going to be placed upon Jesus Christ for you. It's going to be placed upon Christ. It's going to be through him that we have that salvation, so we too can win. Because we're only going to win because of what Christ has done. Not because of anything you've done. Not because you're here. Not because you try to live your best life you can every week. It's not for that reason. The only reason we are going to be considered winners is when we trust in Christ, when we look to him in faith, when we rely upon his grace and say, you know what? I'm going to win because he's won first. Because he's already achieved the victory for me. Because he's already, back in Genesis chapter 3:15, even though his heel's going to be bruised, the head of Satan's going to be crushed. The head of the serpent. We're only winners when we trust in him. We're losers because of our sin and misery. We're cursed in our own merit. We've lost our own standing. And yet salvation doesn't simply end with a victory in Jesus. It begins with him too. And so we look to him and we trust in him. Salvation begins with a woe and a war and a woman. The winner. Four W's. As we consider Christmas in the Old Testament, as we begin here in Genesis chapter 3:15, a promise of salvation. When God looks at the first couple who've chosen something, someone else other than himself, even God in his grace doesn't fire away condemnation at Adam and Eve, but simply says to them, even though you've chosen something else, I'm going to save you. I'm going to give you victory. I'm going to win this war. I'm going to deliver you. And so we can say, as Paul said in Romans 20, or 16, verse 20, that the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. And that's something we can hold to. Something we can believe. It's a promise for us. And so we already begin way back in the beginning. Already see the coming Christmas. The coming salvation. May God grant us to hear these words. To understand it. And to believe it. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word. Work it into our hearts. Help us to see our sins, see how needy we are, to see how easy it is for us to be deceived, to be blind to the truth, and to see clearly what we deserve. But Lord, may we also see the salvation that's ours. To see that that even though there is enmity between the offsprings of the woman, offsprings of the serpent, that indeed we will have victory. For you will crush his head. Oh Lord, we pray that we would see your grace in these words. We ask this all in his name, and let us say together, Amen.